willingness of God. Isaiah chapter number 7. Very familiar passage of Scripture that the Holy Spirit had laid upon our heart. Pray for us today as we share from God's Word. In Isaiah chapter number 7, we're going to begin reading in verse number 10 and read down through verse number 14. Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, hear ye now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will ye weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his shall call his name Emmanuel. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, we begin to look at this familiar passage in a very, very special and in a unique way. For you see, dear friends, Ahaz was in a time of trial. He was in a time of hardship. And I thought about the church. I thought about many families in the day and time in which it is we live. There's so many that are going through much in way of trial and tribulation. But I tell you today, dear friends, our Lord is willing to bless us and to help us in the struggles that we face. For you see, dear friends, the Lord is willing to do what we need so that we can thrive in the midst of heartache, pain and suffering. You say, Brother Lynn, how do I do that? Facing the trial and the hardship that I'm in. I tell you, friends, if you look around, if you just look around, you can see the hand of God. If you just look around, you will see how that the Lord is blessing despite the anguish and pain that many are going through. If we will just search our heart, we can see and realize that the Lord God Almighty, who's willing, who is able, is working mightily among us. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this passage from Isaiah chapter number 7, you will find there that the king of Israel and the king of Syria have made a proclamation that they were against the Syrian Empire, and they had desired to form a confederacy against this power. They had came into Judah to recruit Ahaz and his army in the midst of much threatening. I thought about that when I looked at this passage of Scripture. For you see, friends, evil was all around. Pain and suffering was on the rise. But the Lord God who oversees everything, the Lord God who's in control of every circumstance and situation, he made an appearance on the scene. Well, you see, dear friends, Isaiah recorded how that God was interacting in the midst of this turbulence. I tell you today, dear friend, no matter what crisis or challenges you may be facing today, you can rest assured that the Lord God who loves you, praise his name, is in the midst. He's there. He's there. If we're willing, to look, to see, and to heed what the Lord has in store for us. I began to look at this passage and began to see this prophecy unfold. And the Bible says that Ahaz was given a time to make a request of God. I tell you today, friend, the Lord God who loves us, who knows us and cares for us, has brought us to a place that we can request of Him the petitions upon our heart. For you see, friend, the Lord is willing to help us despite the circumstances that we're suffering with. Ahaz was evil. Time was falling nigh. Judah was in despair. Israel and Syria was frightened. Assyria had a yoke upon the known world. Evil seemed to be everywhere. But the Lord was willing to intervene on behalf of those that He loved. The Lord's willing. The Lord's willing to intervene. What did He do? What did He do? What He did then is what He does today. Ask. 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 Have a dialogue with God. People says, I have not. They have not because they ask not. People says, I don't see. You see, friends, many today don't see and they don't perceive because they're looking at the wrong places. We look at the anguish and the pain. We focus upon the trial and the tribulation. But God would have us to focus on His goodness and His willingness and His righteousness and His love that He has for all. Notice here what the Word says. The Bible says that the Lord asked Ahaz to ask Him for a sign. But Ahaz, like so many today, are refusing the willingness and the help from the Lord. I tell you today, dear friends, it's time that we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of Jehovah. It's time that you and I surrender and commit ourselves to the cause of God. It's time for us to be willing and to know without a shadow of doubt that God is able to lift us, to transform us, and deliver us from the pain we face. God can. God can when we can't. There's things in my life, there's things in your life that is just out of control. As He looks down and He peers upon us, He sees. Now Syria and Israel sought vengeance against Judah. Assyria was creeping closer and closer. Ahaz had a decision to make. Oh, dear friends, I rest assured of this. We all have decisions to make. And I can tell you today, many in the world today are making the wrong decisions, looking in the wrong places, and feeling self-pity and allowing Satan to have a field day in their life. The Lord asked Ahaz to call for a sign. And he said no. He said no. Why did he say no? He said no because he didn't have full trust in God. You know something today, dear friends? When I thought about that, I thought about the willingness of the Lord. whether we're willing or whether we're not, you can rest assured that God is. You see, friend, before the very foundation of the world, the Lord had decided to send His only begotten Son to be the hope, to be the beacon for a lost, dying, and needful world. And I began to think about the threats upon Judah and how that God was willing to intervene on behalf of this little nation. You know why? Because God is faithful to His promises. I tell you today, dear friends, the Lord has promised His children that He will never leave us, nor praise God forsake us. The Lord's willing. We're just not always receptive. He has, was not receptive. Well, you see, dear friends, He met the request of God with rejection. And I tell you today, dear friends, if we don't ask of God, if we don't trust in God, if we're not willing to lay it before God, we're meeting His request with rejection. I tell you, friends, the Lord would have us to humble ourselves before Him. Now, you can put faith and trust in things of the world. You can put your faith and your trust in money. You can put your faith and trust in power and positions. You can put your faith and trust in many, many things. But I tell you today, your faith and your trust must be in the willingness of God. God is able. For you see, dear friends, Judah was threatened, but a little over 4,000 years before the very birth of Christ in Bethlehem, the Bible gives us a clear prophecy that comes to us out of the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 3, in verse number 15, the Bible says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Oh, what this saying? It's saying this: whether or not Ahaz would accept or reject, the Son of God was coming. No matter what would befall Judah, no matter what would come down upon this tiny nation, the line of the tribe of Judah and the lineage of David would be born. See, God's word was faithful. What did Ahaz do? Here Ahaz had an opportunity, did he not? Ahaz had an opportunity to thrive. Ahaz had an opportunity to be rejoiceful. But the Bible tells us that his rejection came. And you know something, dear friends? If you study chapter 7 and chapter 8 of Isaiah, you will find there that the old evil King Ahaz, he decided to put his alliance with Assyria, and devastation. He swept the land, and plundering and hardship ensued. But I tell you today, the promise of God and the willingness of the Lord stay true to His word. What did Ahaz do? It's very common to what many of us do. We sometimes make things a lot harder on ourselves. You see, he put his trust in Assyria instead of his trust in God. You say, "Well, I trust God." Oh, I tell you, dear friends, we have a lot of lip service in the day and time in which it is we live. But what moves the hand of God is the heart service of the faithful. I thought, when I looked at what the Lord said in way of a sign, I thought about us today. how that the Lord still gives signs, how that the Lord still sends messages, how that the Lord desires today, as he did then, to have a dialogue and a relationship with those that he cares for. I don't know about you, but it seemed as though every time I see a rainbow, I think about that message from God. Every time I see a rainbow streak across the sky, I remember what thus saith the Word of God, how the book of Genesis, in Genesis chapter number 9, the Bible says, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. What this saying is that God gave a sign to Noah, and God gives a sign to all of us that praise his glorious name. He's in control of all things. All things. Not some things, but all things. That's why that Peter tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 7 that we're to cast our cares upon him, because why? He cares for us. He cared for Ahaz. He cared for this hard-hearted king. He cared for this nation. He cares for us today, despite how we're living, despite our spiritual condition, despite our willingness to serve, the Lord still cares. You know something? I got a strong hunch that if we treated people like we treat God, most of the people that we come in contact with don't have nothing to do with us. But despite our failures, despite our shortcomings, despite all that we are, the Lord still loves us. He still came to Ahaz because Ahaz needed encouragement. Ahaz needed hope. Praise God, Ahaz, like us, need help. Where's help? Dear friends, help's just a call away. You saw help? Yes. Every one of us that walked in here today, I've seen the grace and the goodness of God. Have you heard help? Yes. I heard help today through the Holy Spirit. God is working. God is interacting in our lives. And God is willing to do what's needed in your life and in my life. Praise God to see us through. If we're just willing. We got to be willing. Did the spire come to Judah? Yes. Why? Because they refused the help from the Lord. They looked to the world instead of to God. You put your trust in man, you're going to get hurt. You put your faith and all your eggs in that worldly basket, you're going to be in trouble. But if you look to God, who sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, born of a virgin in a little town called Bethlehem. Bethlehem means bread. Why is that so significant? Because Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread, is the bread of life. Through him, we can be sustained. By just simply calling out. By just simply being willing. You know something? In praying for all in the church and all the hardship and all the pain and suffering that
so many of us are going through. And I feel safe to say that I could go to each and every one of you, and each and every one of us would have a worry, a burden, a hardship, a woe, a hurt, or a concern. And I must tell you, dear friends, I thought and came across many things in our study. But I thought about us praying. I thought about us praying. And when we're down on our knees, and you and I are praying to God, and we're calling out to God. Now listen, when you see somebody on their knees, that looks like submission. When you see somebody bowed down, it looks like they're defeated. And when Satan looks at us on our knees, he thinks he's got us just where he wants us. But what turns the tide is when the child of God raises and says, amen. Isn't it time, dear friends, that we raise up and say amen? Who is able to help us in the struggles that we have. Now I think of Kyle, and I think of Rachel, I think of Camden, and I think of Naya, and I get concerned, and I get worried, and I get all distraught and all tore up, worrying about Joey's family and just all of you. Then I'll look and see where God has brought us. Then I'll look and see where we're at. And then I'll look and see how that God is working and he's intervening simply because of his willingness to bless us. You want to be blessed today? Call out. You want to be blessed today? See his signs and his wonders. And the messages upon our heart. For the Lord, he's willing. For the Lord, he's able. Even in the times of our lives when we're not. I think about Ahaz sometimes. This old evil king. How that his life and his walk could have been so much different if he'd just been willing to accept instead of living a life of reject. Dear friends, today let us be mindful that the Lord God who loves us and cares for us, the Lord is willing to bless us despite all that's going on. He says, well, I don't like to hear about that. I don't like to think about that. Well, ready or not, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Let us be ready. Be willing. Let's stand to our feet.